In the news today, the second U.S. healthcare worker to have gotten the deadly Ebola virus flew on a commercial airplane just one day before feeling ill. Amber Vinson, a nurse at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, helped care for the first patient in the United States to test positive for Ebola, Thomas Eric Duncan. Ms. Vinson flew on October 13th from Cleveland, Ohio, to Dallas, Texas, on a Frontier Airlines flight. Tom Frieden is the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He said in a news conference on Wednesday that Ms. Vinson should not have been allowed to travel on a commercial airplane. The CDC and the Frontier Airlines said they are contacting all 132 passengers who were on the same flight. Ms. Vinson will be transferred from Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. The first nurse to test positive with Ebola, Nina Thumb, is still at the Dallas Hospital. Dozens of children have been rescued in a raid on a sex trafficking ring in Colombia. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials announced Tuesday that they found 55 minors under the age of 18 and arrested 12 people on Saturday. The U.S. officials worked with Colombian police in three cities: Armenia, Cartagena, and Medellin. 11 of the 12 men and women arrested are Colombian. The nationality of the other suspect has not been released. Colombian media reported that one of those arrested is a beauty pageant star who worked with a modeling agency where she allegedly recruited victims. Colombia's Child Protective Services is now caring for the victims. The U.S. government is reviewing the Hilton Company's planned $1.95 billion sale of the famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City to China's Anbang Insurance Group. The Waldorf Astoria has been home to U.S. envoys to the United Nations for more than 50 years. U.S. President Barack Obama stays at the Waldorf Astoria when he is in New York City. The State Department often warns U.S. diplomats in China about physical and electronic surveillance and tells American citizens in that country to be aware of similar risks, especially in hotels. Words in the news. Commercial, adjective, making or intended to make a profit. Raid, noun, a sudden attack carried out for the purpose of seizing or stealing something. Ring, noun, an exclusive group working for a selfish and often illegal purpose. Recruit, verb, to persuade someone to join you in some activity or to help you. Surveillance, noun, the act of carefully watching someone or something. Envoy, noun, a person who is sent by one government to represent it in dealing with another government.